dog catcher in this state.
That's crap.
You don't buy it?
Nope. Don't buy it for a second. Absolutely don't buy it for a second. And you know what? I was in a meeting with Dean Heller with a group of 10 people whose combined net worth was probably $1 billion.
Wow.
And this was back in 2009. Okay? And I was the only member of the press sitting in that room. And he didn't know I was a member of the press. I was a guest of one of the donors. And he was basically just appointed by Governor Sandoval to his position. He had not been elected. He was basically shuffled in by another moderate named Sandoval. And so what did Dean Heller reveal in that meeting? That he was willing to raise taxes and do deals with Harry Reid at the time because he'd rather see something get done than nothing get done. So raising taxes to moderates, just like Sandoval, is just so they feel good, like they can do something. And remember, Governor Sandoval is the one that gave us the largest tax increase in Nevada state history. And that was done by Sandoval and moderate Republicans. And that's why we saw many Republicans stay at home. And if Sandoval or Heller had appealed to those Republicans that stayed at home by actually not voting and acting like Democrats, then they probably would have won their elections.
Good point.
Specifically Heller.
Good point. By the way, in our final 30 seconds, does Heller have a political future in this state?
I think his political future looks about as bright as Barbara Zagaski's, which would be no.
Not
if I had a say in it.
If folks want to reach out to you, how do they do that?
ReaganBabe.com is my website. Check it. I've got a great daily news section. You can sign up for the newsletter. You'll get it every Sunday evening around 6 o'clock. And they can follow me on Twitter, at ReaganBabe, or Instagram, at ReaganBabe.
Hey, Megan, always good to visit with you. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll talk again next week, okay?
Thanks, Kevin. Have a great day.
All righty. Stay cool. Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com. Stick around. More to do as we continue. We're going to let you hear from one of the bright rising stars in the Republican Party in the Assembly, from District 37, Andy Matthews. That's all next on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, it's 5:30 on a Tuesday, and we do have a crash to look out for on Interstate 15 southbound. That's at Symphony, and it's partially blocking the right lane. They've got some orange cones out there, but still be careful as you work your way through there. Reduced speeds, 15 south at Sahara, north 15 at Tropicana. You're averaging about 35 miles per hour as you work your way through the resort corridor. Possible delays on the Beltway, 215 westbound at Tenaya. Also, US 95 northbound at Ann Road. You're bumper to bumper as you work your way into the Spaghetti Bowl, 515 westbound at Eastern, 515 eastbound at Las Vegas Boulevard. And do expect some backups on that transition ramp, too, leaving 15 north to go 515 east.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. The leadership of the Oakland A's are set to return to Las Vegas next week. It's going to be their second visit. Right now, it appears the A's future will either be in Oakland if they can get a new stadium deal done, or in Las Vegas. At one point, other markets had been mentioned as a possible landing spot for the A's, but they have not yet visited any other cities, and they seem to be focused on Oakland and Las Vegas, and that's it at this point in time. Aviators lose to Reno yesterday, 21-16. That series continues tonight. The Vegas Golden Knights take a 1-0 series lead against Montreal. They win yesterday 4-1. Game 2 tomorrow night. This Sports Flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
O'Reilly. This is Sarah's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
Driving cross-country with two young children is ambitious, to say the least. Then our check engine light came on. We pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts and they tested it. Turned out it was a faulty sensor. They referred us to a great mechanic just down the street, and we were back on the road in no time.
O'Reilly Auto Parts. Auto Parts.
At CDW, we get that as an IT professional, your hands are full. Our experts can give you the help you need by custom configuring Apple products like the iPad and Mac, so they're ready to go right out of the box. Your employees get highly secure devices that feel familiar and operate intuitively, and you'll benefit from easy ongoing management that frees up your hands for other projects. IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it. Find out more at cdw.com/Apple at Work.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
My husband's ED was affecting our marriage. When he first started experiencing ED, it was difficult for both of us. We didn't know who to talk to about it or where to get help. Hims was our answer. Hims connected my husband with a licensed provider online. He was able to get medication to treat his ED at a fraction of the price people pay for the name brand. It was delivered to our door, and guess what? Our sex life is back. It works.
Right now, get your first online provider's visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/love. Yep, free. No copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Just the care you need.
Thanks to Hims, we got our sex life and our marriage back.
To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/love. That's 4hims.com/love for your free online visit, forhims.com/love.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, it's interesting when you talk to a veteran members of the Assembly or the State Senate, and you get a little bit of a different perspective than when you talk with somebody who has experienced it for the first time. That was the story for Andy Matthews. He is the former president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. He is an assemblyman from District 37. I had a chance to visit with him early today, and I asked him about his thoughts on the conclusion to the 81st Nevada legislature. Here it is.
You know, it's overall, very, very fascinating. You know, there's obviously some moments that are frustrating and disappointing, and like you said, we'll get into that. But, you know, the opportunity to do it, to serve, you know, the people who live in District 37, the chance to go out there and talk policy, learn a lot about public policy in a lot of areas where, you know, my experience, even in my years at the Nevada Policy Research Institute, didn't always touch on, you know, very intellectually stimulating in that sense. And just a real honor to be able to be there and to take it all in and to be able to, you know, work with and get to know so many amazing and intelligent and impressive people. You know, it really is an honor to serve the residents of this district, and just had overall a great time in Carson City. Even with some of the frustrating moments, it's something I'll certainly never forget, especially the fact that it was my first session.
I want to ask you, because there were a lot of moments where you were in the minority, not in the super minority, but you were in the minority, which is bad. Did you ever feel like you were more of a potted plant than anything else as a Republican in the Assembly?
There were certainly times, yes, to answer your question, there were times when, you know, you knew that a bill was moving forward and the train had left the station, as they say, and there really wasn't a lot you were going to be able to do about it. And you had to, you know, as frustrating as it was, you had to recognize that and understand that sometimes that's the reality. But in other cases, no. You know, and there were a lot of opportunities where, you know, there were bills that came forward that, you know, maybe did have some good intent. There are a lot of areas that are genuinely bipartisan. You know, sometimes just a matter of making a particular agency function more effectively, or, you know, empowering members of a local community to run their local government, you know, more effectively. And, you know, you see these bills come forward, and you may see some ways that they can be improved. And I and a number of my Republican colleagues actually had some good opportunities to work across the aisle and actually take some of that legislation and improve it, and if there were some things that we could all get behind. But yeah, there's no question that when you are a member of the minority party, you know, oftentimes you're going to be sidelined, and it just comes right back to what I talked about so many times on your program, which is, you know, we need to elect more Republicans in the state. We need more conservatives. We need to make sure that we've got more people going to our state legislature every other year to fight for our shared principles and our values. And I think that's more than anything the key takeaway from this session.
One of the things I took away was the partisanship involved. Only 10% of Republican bills passed the assembly. And that to me is just stunning. Like, they're not even listening to you. They're not even offering to amend your bills and improve them. Did you see that as far as the sheer partisanship that was on display?
In many cases, absolutely. And you know, it being my first session, there wasn't a whole lot of basis for comparison with sessions in the past, but I know that, you know, when I would talk with my fellow Republican colleagues, there was an enormous amount of frustration that you know, bills were not only not passed, but in many cases not heard or not even given a vote in committee. You know, I introduced six bills myself, and two of them got hearings, and only one of them even got a committee vote, and then that, you know, bill never even came up for a vote with the full assembly. So There's no question that when you're in the minority, you know, you're going into some strong headwinds, and we saw it very consistently. There were some, and I think, you know, the number you cited was consistent with what my understanding has been. But the reality is that when you're in the minority, that's how it's going to be. I don't like that fact. I wish it were different, but you know, we can do one of two things. We can sit around and hope that, you know, Democrats decide to have this moment of fairness and bipartisanship and decide to start passing more Republican bills in the future, or we can work to make sure that there's more of us there at the table and we can do it ourselves. And, you know, I'm not going to sit around waiting for the former to happen. I think we need to focus on making sure we get the latter, and sooner than later.
We will talk about that in due time. Andy Matthews joining us, Assemblyman District 37. I know you have looked at the legislature over the years from your perch as president of the NPRI, but I'm curious, was there anything that surprised you, that once you got into the arena, so to speak, that you said, whoa, that wasn't what I expected?
You know, I've been asked this a lot, and it's always been a tough one for me to answer because, like you said, I have been around it quite a bit, and so, you know, I guess more so than a typical freshman, I had a good sense of knowing going in, you know, what to expect. You know, I think that the committee process, you know, serving on committees, seeing legislation, you know, the process and the sheer volume of bills that can come through a committee on a given day, especially when you get close to those deadlines, you know, that was something that was, you know, probably a real educational experience for me. You know about it. You know that's the way it's done. You read about it because you have a familiarity, given my background, with the process. But, you know, until you're actually sitting there in that room and you're, you know, voting on 20 bills in one, literally sometimes 20 bills in one particular committee meeting, you don't really appreciate just the volume of legislation that you're really considering in a relatively short period of time. And that was something that, you know, I wouldn't say it surprised me, but, you know, there's nothing that quite prepares you for it until you actually get in there and do it yourself. And, you know, I think that's something that'll probably stick with me for a long time.
Speed reading skills, what I think, help somewhere along the way. And I'll just tell you, sometimes, is it true that you probably voted on bills that you had not had a chance to thoroughly read? Was there any of that going on?
Well, you know, I certainly made a point of reading through them all, but, you know, you never get to do them all as thoroughly as you would want, you know, and a lot of times you do rely on your colleagues. But some of these bills, you know, they're literally, you know, dozens of pages long, and in a lot of cases you have a very short amount of time to go through them and digest them. So we all do our best to get up to speed and to talk with others who, you know, maybe we're on the committee that bill originated in, and, you know, get a chance to make sure that every vote you cast is an informed one. You know, I joke with some of my colleagues that, you know, there were Democrats who literally voted yes on every single bill that came up on the assembly floor for a vote. And I remember just joking, boy, how easy it must be for them when you don't even have to know what the bill number is. You're just hitting that yes button over and over again. But for someone like me who, you know, obviously was opposing a lot of the legislation that came forward, you know, I really prided myself, I know others did as well, and understanding each bill as much as I possibly could before I went and you know, clicked yes or no on it, because you know, my name is going to be on that forever, and I'm there to represent my citizens, my, you know, my constituents, and I think it's important to do right by them, and that means casting an informed vote to the greatest extent possible every single time.
Well, I will tell you this. He is a rising star in the Republican Party in the legislature. I don't know what he wants to do, and he said he's going to give it some consideration. He's been talked about as running maybe for higher office. We'll find out what happens with Andy Matthews, Assemblyman from District 37. Stay where you are. More to do. Oh, I'm going to let you hear that incredible gaffe by the president mistaking Syria for Libya. Hard to do, but the president managed it. And, of course, the left-wing media, they're not even reporting it. You'll see it all day on Fox News Channel. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair, call now, 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086 or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair, now you know.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly.
That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. There's no fee for coming to your house. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises or extra fees.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code RADIO. That's RepairSmith.com, code RADIO. RepairSmith.com, code RADIO.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
One of my favorite Fox News personalities is Brit Hume, the former managing editor of Fox News. And he was on with Brett Baer last night. But I want you to see this. This is incredible. He says he doesn't know what to expect from Biden v. Putin. We'll find out together, I'm sure, tomorrow. This was Brit Hume last night on Fox.
I don't think you have any real idea about what's going to come out of it. Biden has at times talked tough, and then you hear him say he doesn't want conflict. It's hard for me to imagine how on the path that Russia's on there wouldn't be conflict. I don't mean armed conflict, but conflict. And there's nothing that came out of the actions taken by the G7 or out of this NATO meeting, the concrete actions that tell us very much about where this whole issue is going, both against China and against Russia.
Yeah, you and I have covered a lot of these multilateral conferences and get-togethers, and this was especially seemed watered down when it came to Russia and China.
Yeah, I guess the big moment for everybody in Europe is that Biden is now once again citing the significance and importance of NATO, which is, after all, the most successful military alliance probably in history. But one thing that should be noted about these alliances with lots and lots of countries in them, that when you're trying to take actual action, you got to get everybody on board, and not everybody is always on board. And Europe has a long history during the Cold War of being, you know, hesitant, more hesitant than the United States was, and leaving it to the United States to carry the burden of military action if it were required, or the placement of troops or whatever, because Europe is hesitant. So, you know, that may be Biden's opportunity as the newly readmitted member in good standing, yeah, of the club of national leaders there. But it becomes a burden as well, as I've noted.
Yeah, some European leaders said privately they kind of liked the boring G7s better. But let me, at the end of the G7, there was this press conference with President Biden over the weekend, and there was a moment that caught people's attention in which he was trying to talk about Syria and specific policy in Syria. Take a listen.
We could work together with Russia, for example, in Libya, and for example, the rebuilding of Syria, of Libya. So I'm hopeful that we can find an accommodation that where we can save the lives of people in, for example, in Libya.
Your thoughts about that?
Well, obviously, Brett, this is another one of these episodes of which there have been quite a number, in which the president forgot something. He confused Libya and Syria. He confuses things with some regularity and in public. And it raises anew the question of whether really his age, when forgetfulness is an understandable and not at all uncommon issue, is makes him not necessarily in the best position to act as president. You know, you got to get up on the world stage and not confuse your countries. So this is something that some of us way back in 2016 during the campaign warned about. There was a lot of scoffing at it and a kind of a refusal of the mainstream media to even cover it. But now it's out there in the, you know, out there in the open. And I don't think there's any way around it. There it is.
There it is. There it is. Stay with us. More to do. We'll close it out for a Tuesday. Stay where you are on AM 670 KMZQ.
You
You can listen to your radio again on the weekend. On Sunday, you can enjoy The Jesus Christ Show, Gun Talk, Frontlines of Freedom, and Hillary Kramer's Millionaire Maker, AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Stephan. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Stephan. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Stephan, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Kevin McCarthy, the House Minority Leader, was on Fox and Friends this morning talking about Ilhan Omar and how she should be removed, not just from the House, but from committees and really anything substantial dealing with foreign affairs. This was Kevin McCarthy. This is cut one, by the way. This was Kevin McCarthy this morning on Fox and Friends.
In the past, she has equated the United States and Israel with Hamas and other terrorists. Nancy Pelosi says that's a terrible thing to do. She said, quote, it's not constructive. In fact, it's dangerous for them to speak that way, mentioning Hamas squad. It's dangerous to the target of their comments, but they don't appreciate that. They don't care about that. She's your counterpart across the aisle. What do you have to say to her about that?
I think Nancy Pelosi should remove Omar from the Foreign Affairs Committee. This is an individual that has not once but on numerous occasions been anti-Semitic. Her own entire Congress had to rebuke her in the last one. But she's just not anti-Semitic. She's anti-American now. She's equating America to Taliban, to Hamas. She's discrediting our greatest ally in the Middle East, Israel, the only democracy. But the Democratic Party and the leader of that party, the Speaker, said on her Sunday show that she did not rebuke her. She thanked her. So the Democrats believe this message?
Right.
That is what's in doubt for me. I will promise you this. If we are fortunate enough to have the majority,